Some 3,000 Israelis joined a gay pride parade in Jerusalem, marching with colorful balloons and dancing in the streets. The march infuriated Orthodox Jews, but Yonatan Ger, one of the parade organizers, says there is no religious monopoly on the holy city.
The reason the march takes place in Jerusalem is not to upset anyone. We're here because we're Jerusalemites. This is our city as much as anybody else's.
Ultra-Orthodox Jews held counter-demonstrations carrying signs that read, "Sick perverts, get out of Jerusalem." Many agree with this man who says that the Bible describes homosexuality as an abomination.
The promotion of gay lifestyle in the streets of Jerusalem, which is the holiest city for Jewish people, for the other religions, for Muslims, for Christians, it's a provocation.
The march ended up at the Knesset, Israel's parliament, with a memorial service for two Israelis who were killed in a shooting at a gay club in Tel Aviv last year. Gay rights activists like Yonatan Ger say religious leaders should learn from that event.
When you keep talking about abomination and about the way the Bible looks at the issue of homosexuality, there are individuals out there who could turn those words into violence.
To prevent violence, some 1,500 Israeli police guarded the gay pride parade, which was about one police officer for every two participants in the event. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.